Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance and freedom that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakiron.com. All right, so here we go. Your source is the key to everything. You are God's source in a human body. Who you truly are is source self, non-physical, soul, God's source expressing itself as and through a human body. Who you truly are as source is not your body. It is just your vehicle of expression. And through it, you receive and transmit vibrations. You are a vibrational being overall who just happens to be in a physical body. And with these vibrations, you create what you want in this leading edge and on this leading edge world of creation purely for the joy of it. No other reason. And that source self, who you truly are, is the Alpha and the Omega. It is part of all that is. It is an eternal creator, creating anything and everything it desires. And you, as human, are the frontline creator. As you experience the contrast of life, of unwanted things, which inspires your desires for improvement and new and wonderful creations. And who you truly are is that eternal creator. And that eternal creator is 100%, 24/7, living and being in complete joy, well-being, and infinite abundance, always and forever, and cannot be any other way than pure love, divinity, well-being, and eternal infinite abundance. So basically, who you truly are is the unlimited, eternal, all-powerful force of creation. And because of your eternal creative nature, you don't ever really get to an end or get done or really complete anything. Because as this eternal creator, you will always want to create more and more and better and create more and more improvement on everything. You will always dream up new and wonderful creations that have never existed before. And that infinite source creator that you truly are can't ever get anything wrong or do anything bad or evil, because there is no such thing as good, bad, or evil. And there is no such thing as judgment. And there is no cosmic rule book or list of commandments that you must follow to please some sort of angry, insecure overlord. You answered no one but yourself, because you are God's source, just like everyone else. There is no such thing as judgment, because there is no such thing as a victim or perpetrator to judge against. There is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. And every unique expression of God's source, who we all truly are, is creating and attracting every single nanosecond of their lives with the vibration that they are offering because of the thoughts they are thinking. There is no such thing as victimhood, because no one else can create for you, and you can't create for anyone else. No one can think for you and therefore vibrate for you and therefore feel for you and vice versa. You can't ever get, you know, you can't feel for anybody else. You can't vibrate for anybody else. So therefore you can't create for anybody else. And you can't ever get anything wrong, because you will never stop creating. There is no end to anything. There is no end to creation. So there's no end to creating. So whatever you are creating, even if you royally fuck it up, so to speak, it doesn't matter, because you're just not done creating it yet. that was just experiment number one, or experiment number 10, or experiment 100, or experiment 1000. It doesn't matter how long your creation takes, or how quote-unquote old you are, or how many times you have, quote, failed. It doesn't matter, because the creation just isn't done yet. You're still molding it in a place. The sculpture isn't done yet. You still got some, more changes to make on it. You still got to do some more molding here and there, and scrape little bits and pieces away, and add more little bits and pieces. The painting isn't done yet. You still got more colors to add. You still got more brush strokes to make. The song isn't complete yet. You still got to add some new bars and some new lines. The movie isn't done yet. So with all that in mind, well, you should delete the word failure from your vocabulary, and delete wrong, and delete the word bad, and the word sinful, etc., from your vocabulary, because you can do no wrong, and nothing is bad. You can't, you can't even hurt another person, and another person can't hurt you, not technically, because no one can assert pain upon another. Every experience is 100% attracted. Question is, how will you now perceive that experience? How will you perceive that attraction? How will you perceive that thing that you've attracted? As just another experiment? Just another experience to get greater clarity about what you want? Will you see the experience as another life and death tragedy in your long list of stories of how you are a big-ass victim and everyone treats you like shit? Or will you see this experience as another amazing experience of empowerment that gives you greater clarity about not only what you want, but how you have been thinking and vibrating that has been creating all that stuff that you don't want? So, there is no right and wrong, good or bad. There is only light or the blocking of light. There's only alignment to who and what you truly are, or, as infinite joy, love, well-being, and abundance, or misalignment to who and what you truly are as infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. There is only the flow of infinite abundance and joy and well-being, or the blocking of that flow of joy, abundance, and well-being. And alignment comes easily and naturally when you are thinking unlimited, inclusive, allowing, joyful, and abundant oriented thoughts. And misalignment, well, that comes just as easily when you are thinking limited, exclusive, judgmental, controlling, resistant, disallowing, depressed, lack-oriented, and victim-oriented thoughts of wrong and bad and evil and they done me wrong and etc. And anything or anyone that we typically judge as being wrong or bad or evil is merely a symptom of this misalignment. Because when people feel powerless and helpless, they try to get over those depressed feelings by acting aggressively to feel more powerful and in control. When someone acts like the proverbial dickhead, that means that they are in pain and they're trying to take a painkiller by acting in some sort of way, aggressive way or depressed way or whatever. They're essentially wounded and bleeding in the street, and instead of tending to their wounds, well, we throw them in prison. We try to get rid of them. We don't want to be reminded of this person. They're not bad or evil. They're just in pain because they feel disconnected from their own source and disconnected from their true divine nature of love and joy and well-being and abundance. So we try to get rid of them because we don't want to feel our own feelings of being disconnected from our own divine nature of love, joy, well-being, and abundance. We don't want to be reminded of that. So we try to chuck them in prison, get rid of them. They're drowning and desperately clinging to anything that they can grab a hold of to keep from drowning in their own pain and suffering and depression. So anyone who is acting despicably or who is in pain or is depressed or suffering or angry or disappointed or judgmental and whose life is full of lack and unwanted things, they feel that way and have those unwanted things in their life purely because of their own negative, limited, lack-oriented thinking, which has essentially cut themselves off from who and what they truly are, and cut themselves off from their own natural state of infinite abundance. Because pain doesn't really come from having bad things in your life or not having enough love or money, etc., in your life. The pain most people feel comes from feeling disconnected from the love of their own source. Every single negative feeling and negative experience anyone has is due to feeling disconnected from source and energetically blocking the love and joy and well-being and abundance from who they truly are as source from the negative, limited, lack-oriented thinking that they've been doing. But none of these feelings or experiences or manifestations are permanent in any way. Because remember, you're still creating your creation into being, your work of art, your sculpture, your masterpiece, your painting. You're still sculpting or painting that masterpiece into being. Crappy stuff is just stuff that you've painted, you know, on the canvas or whatever, that are just basically meaningless because you can just paint over that crap. You can just paint over the stuff that you've painted that you don't like, or you can throw away that canvas entirely and just start all over again and create what you do want by focusing on what you do want rather than trying to change what you don't want, which doesn't work because as soon as you focus on what you don't want, you just attract and create more of what you don't want. So the feelings and the manifestations are just symptoms of your vibration. Did you get that? The feelings and the physical manifestations are just symptoms of your vibration and how you've been thinking. If you feel lonely and unloved and lacking in lovers and friends and people who don't understand you and who don't love you and who care for you and who are caring and generous and compassionate and fun and full of life and joy and abundance, etc., etc., well, that lack feeling and that lack of fun-loving people physically in your life, it's just a symptom of how you've been thinking and how you've been focused on the lack of what you want and a focus upon people that you don't like and don't want and therefore, you know, and things you don't like and don't want and therefore a symptom or indication of your disconnection from source. They're just symptoms of your stinking thinking. And not that, you know, source is actually disconnected from you, because that never ever happens, because your source never ever judges your behavior as wrong or bad or evil. No. Source never disconnects from you. Only you disconnect from source with your stinking thinking and your bad feeling thoughts. Your feelings of lack and experiences of lack and unwanted things are just indications of the lack-oriented thoughts that you've been thinking about things that you don't want rather than thinking about things that you do want. And, of course, simply, if you think about things that you don't want, well, you attract more things that you don't want. But if you think about things that you do want, you'll attract things that you do want. It's that freaking simple. The solution is to think good feeling thoughts about what you want. To think good feeling thoughts about love and generosity and caring and compassion. The solution is to connect to your source self and feel your infinite love and divinity. and connection to who and what you truly are as Source, who is never alone and always loved 100% unconditionally by you as Source. The solution is to think about and feel the love your Source has for you and feel the attention that Source has upon you 24/7 and feel the support that your Source is giving you all the time 24/7. The solution is to think about the kind of people that you wish to be surrounded by, who love you and like you and appreciate you, and who most of all love themselves unconditionally and who have a similar aligned connection to who and what you truly are as Source, and who take responsibility for their own joy and well-being and abundance, and who don't project upon you that it is your responsibility to be the source of their joy, love, well-being, and abundance. So you're free to be who and what you truly are then. And the solution is to think about all the fun people that you wish to play with rather than the lack of those people that you supposedly don't have in your life. And most importantly, think about the unconditional love of your Source and the complete love and admiration and joy and support and honor, etc., etc., that your Source has for you all the time. Because that is where you have the most control. You can't control how other people think and feel about you. You can only control what you think about them and how you feel about them and what you think about yourself and how you feel about yourself. It doesn't matter what other people think about you, because what other people think about you has nothing to do with you, and you don't have any control over that. It's all their stuff and their beliefs and their perceptions. Ultimately, just about themselves. Not even you, because they don't even know you. They can't possibly know you. No one can really know you like your own Source. And you're just an actor in their play. However you're acting, doesn't matter. That's how they expect you to act. So of course you're going to act that way. All that matters really is feeling good. And the only way to feel good is to think good feeling thoughts and stop thinking bad feeling thoughts. So the question is, what good feeling thoughts will you think about? That's the question you want to ask yourself every single day. What good feeling thoughts would I like to think about right now? And you can't ever count on anyone to like you or love you or understand you, but you can always count on your own Source to always love you completely, 100% unconditionally, to like you and appreciate you and support you and honor you 100% no matter what. That's the only thing you can count on. You can always count on your own ability to always choose good feeling thoughts. That is, of course, when you've mastered that. But hey, you can count on it when you've mastered it. You can count on your own ability to always choose good feeling thoughts regardless of what anyone else is doing on planet Earth and what they think about. Especially what they think about you. So, as another example, if you feel poor and feel full of lack in your life, lacking in love or health or wealth, well, the solution is to reconnect to the Source that you truly are, to feel the infinite love that you are as Source, and feel the infinite love that Source has for you and for everyone and everything, and feel you're in your natural state of infinite health and well-being, and to feel your all-powerful, infinitely abundant ability to create anything that you desire, and feel the infinite abundance of the universe of creation. And of course, you do that by aligning your vibration every single day to abundance and well-being and joy using wonderful techniques like what's in my Master Keys of Creation, affirmations, meditations, etc. So if you feel poor, if you're worried about money, well, you're thinking about a lack of money rather than an abundance of money. And the solution, of course, is to think about an abundance of money. even though there may be a distinct physical lack of money and riches in your life. It doesn't matter. You still have the choice to be happy anyway. So whatever you're lacking, whether that's money, love, health, etc., it's all the same. You lack those things because you've been thinking primarily about a lack of those things. It's very simple. And you feeling like shit is an indication of that lack-oriented thinking that you've been thinking. And you not having what you want is an indication of your negative lack-oriented thinking. And when you think in lack-oriented ways, well, you not only attract more lack into your life, but you also disconnect yourself from your own source, who never thinks in lack-oriented ways and only thinks about an abundance of what you want, and thinks about what you want in such a way as if it is already here now. Because from source's unlimited perspective, what you want is already here now. It is vibrationally already here now, as far as source is concerned. Because vibration is all that matters. Because as soon as something manifests into physical reality, that is a done deal. Source is already on to the next desire and the next creation. And every desire you have, source immediately creates that vibrationally. And that vibrational reality is actually current reality. So source's reality is current reality. Your physical reality is actually old reality. The solution to a lack of anything in your life is the same solution to everything negative in your life. You got to connect to your own source, connect to the source of abundance, which is the same thing. You can't fall into the lack trap that everyone falls into by paying so much attention to current physical reality. Because current physical reality doesn't matter, because it's not really current reality. It's already done. It's a done deal. It's history. Current physical reality is just an indication of your past and present vibration. You can't change your current physical reality. You can only change your vibrational reality to create a different future. You can't get rid of the old reality and current manifestations, but you can create a completely new reality and new amazing manifestations. You can't get rid of what you don't like that has already been created by your past thinking, because that past thinking's done. And that past thinking created the physical reality you're in. So you can't get rid of that. But you can create something completely new that you actually do want. Or you can just create, even if you like what you've got, well, you can still create improvement on that. You can't get rid of your lack of money or lack of lover or lack of friends or lack of health, etc. But you can create an abundance of money and an abundance of love and friends and lovers and health and well-being. First, in your mind, which creates these things vibrationally in your body, sends out a vibration to the universe, which then creates happy emotions, because your physical body is vibrating, your cells are vibrating, so you experience happy emotions, which is an indication that you're thinking good feeling thoughts. You're experiencing now happy emotions of abundance and joy, which then manifests when you've been vibrating long enough and feeling long enough, vibrating good feeling stuff long enough and feeling good feeling stuff long enough. Well, then those good vibrations, those good vibrations manifests a physical abundance of these desires into your life. You turn your thoughts into things. You can't get rid of anything that you don't like or don't want. You can only create an abundance of what you do like and do want. Classic example, you're bank account says zero. You can't get rid of the zeros to create an abundance of money. You got to instead put some numbers in front of those zeros. If your friend, lover, a nice people bank account says zero, well, you can't attract lovely, joyful, you can't attract an abundance of lovely, joyful people by getting rid of the crappy people in your life. You got to put numbers in front of the zeros again. You got to attract lovely people by focusing on lovely people being in your life, even if your life is full of a complete lack of lovely people in your life. To attract heroes instead of zeros, you got to put numbers in front of those zeros, first of all in your mind, which creates them vibrationally, again in your body, which creates good feelings of lovely people being in your life, which then attracts lovely people into your life, very simply. And most of all, you got to focus on the number one hero in your life, your own source, who always has your back, is 100% loyal, and is always there for you no matter what. Because the thing is, only your source can 100% be there for you and be loyal to you and for you and always love you through thick and thin. Only your source truly loves you unconditionally, and only your source truly can love you unconditionally. No one else in the entire universe can truly understand you and love you like your own source does. It's the only marriage where you truly love each other forever and ever, and there ain't no death, and there ain't no parting. So, no one else in the entire universe can understand you or love you like your own source does. And it's not their job to do so anyway. It's not anybody else's job to love you or like you or love you, you know, or honor you or respect you. It's only their job to love and understand and honor and respect their own selves, not you. It's everyone else's job to make themselves happy, not you. That's where most people go wrong when it comes to love and relationship and joy, etc. When it comes to other people, because they look for love from people. They look for looking for love in all the wrong faces. And they look for happiness from other people. But no one can ultimately give you happiness or give you love, because only you can create your own love. And only your own source can truly love you, and only you can truly love yourself. And really, you do that by not somehow getting yourself to a place where you finally love yourself. Maybe when you stop hating yourself or whatever, but just when you just stop thinking negative, crappy thoughts, because your natural state is love. Your natural state of being is love. Your natural state of being is loving yourself. Your natural state of being is loving everyone else. Your natural state of being is allowing your source to love you. So if you just stop doing all that crap that's blocking you from loving yourself and loving everyone else and your own source loving you, well, then you'll just live every single moment of every single day in 100% unconditional love. Yes, the more a person, a human person, is connected to their own source, well, the greater ability that they have to love you unconditionally as well. So, of course, it's nice to hang out with really amazing, enlightened people. But even the most enlightened person can't keep it up 24/7, because even Buddhas have bad days. But your own source never ever has a bad day. And the more you stay connected to who and what you truly are as source by thinking good, feeling thoughts, well, the happier and healthier and richer you will be in every single way, because you'll be connected to your natural state of unlimited love, joy, well-being, and abundance 24/7. And you will attract a non-stop, ever-expanding, constantly improving, infinitely growing, joyful, exciting, fun, rich, loving, and abundant life. All right, so I hope you enjoyed my vodcast. Your source is the key to everything. And you finally get that. Your source is the key to everything because you are source. You are source. And source is you. There is no separation between you. The only separation that ever exists is created by your stinking thinking. So, if you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master key of creation, I hope that you'll share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of my latest video. And hope you'll come visit me at zakhyron.com and say hello to me on Facebook. Love to meet you. Love to help you further to be awesome, to be the awesome master that you are. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense abundance and source connection and love and joy and lots of fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!